What? So is it like wrong to want friends?
It kind of sounds like that's what it's asking.
Or maybe like the balance maybe? Or maybe like above and beyond church maybe?
Yeah.
Creative interpretation.
Yeah, I guess the thing about friendship and fellowship, it is very important for sure. I mean, like, look at Hebrews 10, 24, and 25.
Look at Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, what? But, you know, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So, you know, if you don't have those friendships, that fellowship with other believers, how can you spur one another on in the faith?
Yeah.
You really can't.
Yeah.
This is why having those friendships and fellowshipping with each other is so important. You know, and it even goes so far as Proverbs 27:17, going back to the Old Testament, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. That is why it's so vital to have good friendships in your life.
Yeah.
Because if you're just doing it solo and there's no one you can talk to, that's going to be a rough life.
Yeah, absolutely. Even today before we jumped on for Ask the Pastor, like there was a situation that was going on in my life, and even to be able to go to Pastor Andrew and to say, hey, like this is what's going on, and like it's frustrating. Or there's been many a times where even I was having a bit of a difficult day, and then you know, Shake and Jake was in late at night, and I was like, man, like this is what's going on. And then he's like, man, like I'm facing that too. And then we're able to help each other through it. But if I was just by myself, an island, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. And, you know, this point was really brought home to me today when, you know, going back to Toby Mac with the funeral today for his son.
Yeah.
One of the pictures I saw was him and Michael Tate.
Yeah.
I mean, like, talk about a friendship that has lasted throughout time. And, you know, to have that good, solid, godly friendship between those two guys, they've known each other since college.
Yeah.
And to have that friendship in place so that when things like this happen, you know, Michael was right there. It's like, hey, man, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know, and you saw that. And it was so cool to see.
And I think it also goes without saying, like, the people, like, fellowship is one thing, but choosing the right people is so important.
It really is.
Like, I know that in my life, I might not have, like, I don't want to say thousands. I don't think anyone has thousands, but a lot of friends.
Right.
But the people that I am friends with, I know that if I called them at any time of day, whatever week, doesn't matter. Like, I know that if I needed them, they would drop everything.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a huge blessing in my life.
It's true. And, you know, there is a difference between having thousands of associates, but having actual friends. You know, most people usually only have like a handful of actual close friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes sense because you can't be close to everybody. But to have a good, solid, close friendship with people, it's an amazing gift from God.
There you go. And then there's what you and I have.